Hachette Audio presents Ghost of the Innocent Man, a true story of trial and redemption. Written by Benjamin Racklin. Read by Ron Butler. For my parents, Alan and Vicky, and for Jacqueline. Under our criminal procedure, the accused has every advantage. He cannot be convicted when there is the least fair doubt in the minds of any one of the 12. Our dangers do not lie in too little tenderness to the accused. Our procedure has been always haunted by the ghost of the innocent man convicted. It is an unreal dream. Judge Learned Hand, 1923. Author's note. This is a work of nonfiction. The author has changed no names or dates. Dialogue is drawn from trial or interview transcripts, police, hospital, or prison records, personal or legal correspondence, prepared remarks or meeting minutes, or the recollection of those present. Where a person recalled the gist of a discussion but not its particular words, the author rendered the dialogue accordingly. Where a person's thoughts or feelings are described, these were recalled afterward in writing, testimony, or interviews. Though, of course, the author has interpreted events, he has done so as faithfully as possible. Prologue, 1987. There was a knocking at her door. The sound was unmistakable on an evening so quiet, silent but for insects. A mild night for October in North Carolina, nearly 60 degrees. Must be her neighbor, Carrie thought. No one else would visit her apartment so late, a few minutes after 9 o'clock. She knew the time exactly, having just taken her blood pressure pills, as every night, right at 9. She liked Linda, her neighbor. Before Carrie's husband died, last Thanksgiving, Linda and Mason, that was Linda's boyfriend, had stopped by often to check up on him, or to bring ice cream, or to ask if Carrie needed groceries. They were so well-mannered, it nearly didn't matter they were black. Only Linda ever visited now, or Carrie's family, who would have called first. Otherwise, Carrie never let anyone in, or even lingered outside. She was too old for public housing, 69 and 90 pounds, 5 feet tall if she stood up straight or wore stockings.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?